Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Cold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We are coming to you from our individual quarantine holes right across metropolitan Melbourne. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here on episode 32 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some other obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm located here at Studio Mason headquarters in the leafy inner north of Melbourne, Victoria. But the person dinging tonight's dong is located actual kilometres away in Melbourne's inner west, inside a TARDIS filled with camera equipment and gear bags she didn't know she had until her recent move. She is, of course, Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator, delighted with the pronouns she and her, and playing shortstop for Team L this evening. It is Gayley Davidson.
Hey, hi, Dee. Gayley. Good to hear screen.
Welcome back to Pop Quiz. Has it been a week since our radiothon show?
Oh, it flies by, doesn't it?
We did. We made absolute crack tons of money, which is great for the station.
Didn't we? Not for ourselves, just for anyone listening.
Are you finding it hard to go back to our ISO lifestyle since we were in the studio?
No, I love it. I've never been happier. Nobody comes to visit. I don't have to visit anyone.
It suits you entirely.
It's just the best.
No kissing. That's
the best thing that's ever happened. No kissing.
You know when you
wasn't happening anyway.
When somebody walks into the room and you're like, oh, I'm not sure if it's to shake their hand or kiss them. Now I'm just like,
do I hug? Do I kiss? Now it's just like, get away.
That's right. It's golden. Actually, you notice that I introduced you there as shortstop for Team L. L for lesbian, obviously. I was going to introduce you as catcher for Team L, because that's the position you played when we did play baseball. And then
Joy's
very own human gay person, Australia's John O'Hara, told me that that means you receive anal sex. And I didn't want to get that all up on the radio.
Catcher. I do. I'm not denying or confirming. See,
he said you can't say that because a catcher receives. And then I said, but I used to be the pitcher. And he said, I was pitcher and you were catcher in a time of innocence when we didn't know that that was what was happening.
And in and out of baseball, there was no pitching and catching between Dee and I. Right.
And there's no if we relive that time again, knowing what we know now about pitching and catching being dirty.
Oh, I'd be going, no, you hold on to it, mate.
Hey,
throw it to someone else.
At this point in the proceedings, I normally give you a question without notice. Now, while we're on the subject of baseball, Gail, can you tell me when baseball was introduced to the colony of Australia and where?
I would say, I'm going to say 1910, and I will say St Kilda Baseball Club.
You're wrong. It was in the Ballarat's area. Is that where, up on the gold fields, introduced by American gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
He ain't nothing but a gold digger. Gail, as you know, we're back in our ISO bubbles yet again after last week's special Radiothon live show, live and COVID compliant. So we've tweaked the formula yet again to give our listeners something different. In a spin-off of the Pop Quiz you know and love, we bring you Pop Quarantiers. It's celebrity guest versus celebrity guest via the medium of the internet broadcast. Two of Melbourne Theatre's royalty going head-to-head for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who is our first celebrity guest today?
We never let you rest on your laurels. In the interest of prying into the lives and homes of people that are still doing fun and creative things in the arts, we have lined up two rippers. Our first contestant has been lurking around Melbourne theatre scene for absolutely ever, but not in a creepy way. In fact, she's won awards for it. She has jobbed as a performer, deviser and director in Australia and overseas. She's directed works for MTC, the Malthouse, Hothouse Theatre, and you'll likely know her work on shows such as Animal, Looking Glass, Big Heart, and her fabulous stint as co-director and performer in Caravan at Melbourne Festival a couple of years ago. Last year, sadly, she was sent to Siberia. But apparently the experience isn't actually as dire as it sounds. She's director of highly acclaimed stage production, Shit, and is currently working on turning that into a feature film. You can call her she or her, and funnily enough, her surname is actually a very nice first name. It's the very delightful Susie D.
Susie D. Hello, Susie D. Welcome. Hey.
First Thank time. You very much. What a lovely intro.
First time on Pop Queers for you.
Yes, first time. Yes. I've been on Boyz-M. I have been interviewed by you, Dee. A lovely interview. No, first time.
No, and I understand because you texted it to me. Susie D actually texted me, Gail, I'm not sure if you were in that loop, saying, oh, thank you. It's not a quiz. I hate quizzes. And I went, actually, it is dull. Just like, and you're still here. Yeah,
see you at 6 o'clock.
Too late to get it fucking out of us.
Taking on Susie tonight is a circus and theatre performer and creator that you know, even if you don't know that you know. She began her career with the Flying Fruit Fly Circus and has trained and worked in theatre and circus all over the world without losing what is a pretty distinctive Australian accent. She's performed with Circus Oz, MTC, Legs on the Wall and the Melbourne Workers Theatre, just to name a few. You may well have seen her in recent stage productions of Patricia Cornelius's multi-award-winning play Shit, or perhaps Caravan, set inside an actual caravan stage on the forecourt of Acca. You might have seen her most recently in Sarah Ward's production of Fuck Fabulous. As the COVID hit, she was professionally on fire, starring in the film adaptation of Shit, creating a new show, The Two Donnies, and performing in the world premiere of Runt. Happily for us all, that is now on hold, and we get the chance to have her finally on Pop Queers, not like we haven't asked a million times. Our second celebrity guest, rolling with the pronouns she and her, it's Aubrey Wodonga's Pocket Rocket. It's the amazing Nikki Wilkes.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Hooray. I mean, I'm sure somebody of your stature never tires of being called the Pocket Rocket, Nikki Wilkes.
Yes.
No. Loving it.
Never.
Yes. No. Never heard that before.
Now, everybody's living in Melbourne.
No, you actually start shrinking after the age of 35. So I am heading
Jesus. Into the pocket she goes.
Into the pocket.
Benjamin, actual button.
I have to say that I once was called a pocket rocket, but now since age, I'm more the rocket. I'm just a pocket.
Just a pocket.
Just a pocket lady.
Just a pocket, not a pocket rocket anymore.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Pop Queers adjudicator, are you not? Mm. For the love of all that is holy, how's all this going to work?
Hopefully as planned, Dee. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. Sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Queers gift shop. Tell us, what is our lucky guest going home with this evening?
Dee, the stakes have never been lower. We've gone with a classic this week. In fact, let's call it vintage as we're bringing back the Troll Doll. This little guy is entirely orange with a shock of green hair and is carrying something mysterious in his bag of loot.
I reckon.
But that's not all, because if we look right up his jacksy, there's room for a pencil.
Pen topper.
Woohoo!
Which technically is true for all of us, but this time it's by design. The lucky winner could be sporting a Troll Doll pencil topper when we're finally allowed back in rehearsals. The stakes are high, I guess.
I am going for it. I think it's for a director to have a Troll Doll on their pencil.
Well, on that.
Trash talk.
Claim my power.
I did just want to know, Susie D, I know that we're in production for the movie adaptation of Shit, but how far into it? Are we completely – well, how far into it are we? Are we finished? Are we in the can, as it were?
Shit's in the can, but it's a bit of a messy can at the moment. So we're trying to order the can, the shit can.
Yeah.
So the good bit. So it's the editing process. Mm. So it's pretty exciting. So we've got all this fantastic material. Shot it in 3 weeks. Bingo bango.
Brilliant.
Just before we fucking went into lockdown. So very. The timing was.
How lucky was that timing?
It was incredible. It was.
Must have finished just before.
It was the day before sort of lockdown.
Yeah, right.
And the last scene, we had like 30 people in this huge big party scene. It was 3:45 a.m. in the morning. It was freezing cold. Everyone knew the fucking virus was, the enemy was out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone just hung in there and we you know, it was a beautiful thing. So, oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
This point in time, we're editing. Right. So there's an editor sitting in her studio, and I'm working with Patricia and another co-director. So there's four women. We all do this Zoom editing. So she sends us the assembly. We look at it, and then we all make notes, and then we sit down for like 3 or 4 hours and discuss every scene.
Yeah, great.
So it's a bit of a slow process, but we love it. Every Wednesday, it's sort of this collective.
And our three actors are the three from the stage production, no doubt.
Yes,
and
Peter
are.
Brady, beautiful mm-hmm. Peter Brady, Sarah Ward, and Nicole Wilkes.
Nicole.
Nikki, thanks.
Have we already considered what we're going to have
trouble,
to
mate.
Rebrand the film when it goes global and the United States bring it in? They'll call it poop or something.
We're going to embrace it.
They America won't embrace shit. I mean, they've elected
they
it,
will.
But they won't.
Well, we did it overseas and they really embraced
did
it.
They?
We went to Italy with the show last year, Venice Biennale. They loved the name. It was interesting. We got a review. Yeah, when we were in Venice, we got a review from the New York Times. And the New York Times, we were going, fuck, a review in the New York Times. They didn't say the word shit.
Yeah.
They had to say, you know, the fucking little S asterisk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The word that rhymes with grit.
Yeah.
New York
come
Times.
On.
That's a puritanical, you know, well, they were Puritans when they went there, weren't they? So I wonder that sort of extreme puritanical stuff on will get you. Like the trouble that Sarah Ward had with Fuck Fabulous, like the advertising for it makes it hard to Google. I think you're going to go with poop. I think.
No, Dee. Not going to.
Yeah. Number twos. I think it's going to be called in America.
Number twos.
Number twos.
A dynamic film.
Big jobs.
Big jobs.
Lay cable by Susie D. Yes. Now, we've asked both of our contestants to fashion a noise-making device from within their own ISO chamber. Susie D, when you know the answer to a question, you'll make this noise. And Nikki Wilkes, you'll make this noise. Oh, the noise of a pig. Well done. Gay Gailey, it's time to get your massive dong out and ding it super hard because it's time for round one.
Oh, shit.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Esto no es español when your time starts.
Now, Australia is in discussion with which other country to lift restrictions and create a travel bubble?
That was Wilksy.
Excuse me.
No fight.
New Zealand is correct.
There is an investigation into reports that which country delayed alerting the world to the existence of COVID-19?
Wilksy.
China.
I'm supposed to be scoring.
It's 2-2.
Correct.
The COVID Safe app has just passed how many million downloads?
Susie?
4 million?
No, it's 5 million.
Okay. 45 workers at what type of business in Melbourne have...
Wilksy.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I said Susie. Susie is what I said.
Meatworks.
Wilksy, I'm scared of her, not of you.
Which Sydney Arts Centre...
Yes, Susie, it is a Meatworks.
Meatworks. Which Sydney Arts Centre has...
Yes, Susie.
Carriage Works.
Correct.
During lockdown, Jason Jackson of New South Wales has created a replica of what in his parents' backyard?
Wilksy.
Lasagna?
Incorrect. For the steal, Susie D. Any ideas?
Fuck knows.
He has created Michael Jackson's Neverland. I've seen a photo and I have to say replica is a stretch. His mother and father are helping. His mother's doing costumes and his father's making fake animals.
Which actor became the oldest woman to appear on the front of British Vogue this week?
British actor.
UK British actor.
The oldest
actress.
Woman to appear
oldest
on the cover
woman.
Of Vogue.
Name one. Wilksy.
Maggie Smith.
No, the other old one.
Susie, what did you
got
say?
Anything?
Judi Dench.
That is correct.
Oh.
85-year-old.
For the steal.
Judi Dench.
People who have recovered from the coronavirus are reportedly selling what on the dark web?
Wilksy.
their blood?
Correct.
Oh.
Mate.
Final question. A man in the US has been charged with assault after allegedly wiping what on a shop employee's shirt?
Shit.
Susie D, shit is not correct.
Oh, come on.
We just can't say that enough. Wilksy?
Saliva.
Incorrect. You're both wrong. It was his nose.
Oh, snot, guys.
But the good news is we can arrest people for that now.
Well, that brings us to the end of round one, Gail. Nail-biting stuff. Hey, have you managed to tally up the scores of the ladies?
You'll be amazed to know I have managed to keep the scores running. And we have a draw. Both of our contestants are on three with plenty of room for improvement.
Let's just push on, Gail. Why don't you dong us into round two?
Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Melbourne's Wonderful Theatre Scene, where we test your knowledge of Melbourne's wonderful theatre scene. Entry by gold coin donation when your time starts
now. Which Melbourne playwright won the Wyndham Campbell Prize in 2019?
Excuse me. Hey, I talked first then.
I shook her head. I've never been gladder to be in isolation, if I'm honest. Susie D, what's your answer?
Oh, bullshit. Come on.
Yes. It's not like we've known each other long, Wilksy.
See that?
Okay, question two. Who performed in the Circus Oz Edinburgh show in 91 whilst heavily pregnant?
Susie D.
Yes.
I said it.
I did this first.
Wilksy gets that one.
Which 2016 production won 6 Green Room?
Susie D.
Animal.
Correct.
Which
co-devised with Nikki Wilkes and Kate
Sherman? Do I get a point for saying that?
No, mate.
No.
Saying your name? No, mate.
Yeah.
You do not.
Which Melbourne Theatre Company produced Show Us Your Titters in 2008? Show Us Your Titters. Wilksy.
Wilksy.
Susie D's brother.
Not as far as I know.
No.
Susie D, what's your answer?
Titters.
No, mate.
No.
Show Us Your Titters.
They also, you were artistic director of it, Susie D.
Oh, Melbourne Workers Theatre.
Yes.
You couldn't have made it easier, Gail, I'll be honest. Who played a dog for the Malthouse Theatre's production of Normal Suburban?
Wilksy.
Yes. Nikki Wilkes.
Nikki Wilkes is correct. This time you get a point for saying your name, mate.
Oh, man. Final question for you, ladies. What is the name of the children's circus started by the Murray River?
Wilksy.
Flying Fruit Fly Circus.
Gail.
The Flying Fruit Fly Circus.
She's as frightened as I am.
I mean,
maybe hold it.
Honka.
I'm going to give you a point each because I'm frightened right now.
You could just keep giving them points, Gail, and I don't know. Hey, that brings us to the end of round two, Gail. Gail, how are we looking at the end of round two?
We're looking great. Susie is on 6. She's doubled her points. Wilksy, 1 point ahead on 7.
Oh. Yeah, if you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. It's our Pop Quarantiers edition. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined via the magic of the internet by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson. We're halfway through a heated battle between the director and one of the big stars of the soon-to-be-released Australian smash hit movie, Shit, currently in production, based on the stage play Shit by Patricia Cornelius. Gail Gailey, it's time for round three.
We're mixing it up this round with a multiple choice round. You'll be each asked your own set of questions, so unhand your dongers.
It should
now
stop
that I've
some,
asked you to that hold
that
up.
Stop some fighting.
This week we're playing a game we call Shit, where we test your knowledge of cursing around the world. Win a point for each correct answer. Susie won the toss and has elected to answer first. You can all get stuffed when your time starts.
Now, in Arabic, if someone says you are silababot, they think, A, you are a slime in my shower, B, you are crumbs in my bed, or C, you are the fatty layer on my warm milk. A, B, or C?
C.
C is correct,
wow.
Susie. You know your curses.
I know my Arabic very well.
In Argentinian, what does che boludo mean? A, you knob. B, hey, ball sack. Or C, oi, nose hair. A, B, or C. Che Baludo. Ball sack, knob, nose hair.
C, C.
Oi, nose hair.
It is, in fact, hey, ball sack. Well done, Argentina.
Which is the name of my band.
Time to be...
In German, being called a Torchenfriedhof is literally a cake graveyard, B, a love vortex, or C, an empty skull, a Torchenfriedhof.
C.
It's A. It's a cake graveyard, which means someone's calling you fat, basically.
Cake graveyard?
You're a cake graveyard.
In Swedish, in Swedish, being called a schizovel, means you are A, a turd hat, B, a shit boot, or C, a poo pocket. That's what we should have done instead of pocket rocket.
B.
Shit boot.
B is correct.
Yeah, well
You're
done.
A shit boot.
And in Chinese, final one for you, Susie D. In Chinese, if you are a gull pee, then you are A, bird dropping, C, B, a cat hairball, or C, a dog fart. Gull pee.
A.
You are a dog fart, I'm afraid.
There's your sound grab. Let's move straight on to Susie, Nikki. Yiddish speakers may want you to gay cocken offen yom. Gay cocken offen yom, meaning jump off your laundry, B, go shit in the ocean, or C, go sit on a pineapple. Gay cocken offen yom.
Gay cocken offen yom. I'd say it's actually A, laundry.
Jump off your laundry.
You can go shit in the ocean.
Mm. Really?
Is the correct answer.
In Polish, if you jebiz jeze, then you A, married a donkey, B, you kiss a geese, or C, you fuck hedgehogs. Harder to say than it is to do.
Hedgehogs.
You fuck hedgehogs.
We married a donkey and fucked a hedgehog. Could you say that one more time in Polish,
yes,
please?
Yes, in my Polish, it's jebiz jeze.
Married a donkey, kissed a geese, fucked a hedgehog.
Oh, married a donkey.
You fucked a hedgehog, right?
Yeah, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it was fucked a hedgehog. I was fucked a donkey.
In Hindu, being called a Ulu Kapata means you are A, the son of an owl, B, mother of ducks, or C, father of ferrets. Ulu Kapata.
Oh, you're definitely a mother of something there.
Mother of ducks?
Ducks.
Yes, mother
You're
of ducks.
Son of an owl, which I fail to see why that is a insult, but you are one anyway.
In Spanish, what will I do if I threaten to me cago en la leche? Me cago en la leche. Spit in your eye, I shit in the milk, or I pull your testicle.
Shit in the milk.
Why not all three?
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
As the Gaelic say,
As
the Gaelic say, go neath and cut through is go neath and diabal and cut. I won't say it again. Is it A, don't bring me bread when I need cake? B, keep your wheat out of my barn? Or C, may the cat eat you and may the devil eat the cat?
Oh, may the cat eat you and the devil eat the cat.
Yeah, it sounds like
it. Yeah, totally right.
Oh, well done.
I knew you'd know that one.
Irish.
That's a great job. Everyone's laughing. Oh, well done. Hey, Gailey, that brings us to the end of... God, damn, why did I do that? Gailey, that brings us to the end of round three. We must push on.
Doesn't it?
And do a little bit of round four. Why don't you get it out and do it?
Oh. Why don't I do the scores?
Sure.
It's
just a lot more Susie, relaxed than it used to be. Yeah.
Susie's jumped ahead to 8.
Oh,
Nick Wilksy also got 2 right, and she's on 9. So, you know.
Susie, you have to lift.
You must lift.
You're back on your dongers now, people.
No time for round four. Let's go.
Round four this week is rapid and random, and we're playing a game we call Page, Stage, or Screen, where you tell us which came first, the book, the film, or the stage adaptation. Win a point for each correct answer. Quiet on the set, because your time starts
now. Silence of the Lambs, the movie or the musical?
Movie.
Yep, Susie D, correct. Grease. Oh, sorry. Grease. Yes,
stage
correct.
Or screen?
Susie? Stage, musical, 1971. Film, 1978.
Groundhog Day, film or musical?
Wilksie?
Film.
Film, correct. Musical, 2016. Film, 1993.
Shawshank Redemption, book or movie?
Book.
Wilksie?
Book
by Stephen King. Didn't know that.
Flashdance, film or musical?
Susie?
Film.
It was film, so no, Wilksie's getting that one.
Cat on a hot tin roof, stage or screen?
Susie?
Gailey's got a favourite.
Stage.
Correct. 1955, film 1958.
Hands on your buzzers. King Kong, stage or screen?
Wilksie?
Screen.
Screen is correct. The Little 1933.
Mermaid. Book or film? Book, film or musical, The Little Mermaid.
Books is louder. That's the problem.
Books. Always, Gail. Always.
Book. Even yes. My experience.
Question 9. The Sound of Music. Film or the musical?
Susie D.
Musical.
Correct.
What was that? I didn't know that. The Elephant Man. Yeah. Book, stage or screen?
Susie.
Book.
1923.
Gaslight, stage or screen?
Susie. Screen. Hang on. Stage,
Boom.
Sorry. 1938.
Final question.
Love that movie.
Billy
Love
Elliot.
That movie.
Book, film or musical?
Wilksie.
Film.
Correct. Film 2000.
Well done. That brings us to the end of round four. Gail, while you're tallying up the scores there, let's have a word from our sponsors.
Folks, I'm Miranda Sparks, and you are listening to Pop Queers here on Joy 94.9, out loud and proud.
This is Pop Queers on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show, Gail. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or do I have to go and break the glass on the sealed tiebreaker question yet again?
We have a winner, Deanne, although I think there may be questions
Protests.
Asked by one of the contestants.
Is it
Susie, you were 12. You came with 12 beautiful right answers. But Wilksie just pipped you at the post with 14.
Oh, look.
Well,
I know.
I'm not happy, you know. This is pretty shit, Gail.
I feel like I've lost some very long-term friendships here tonight.
Well, the old, you know,
hey,
I'm generous. I'm good-hearted, and I'm happy to give, you know, the beautiful little troll to Nicole Wilkes.
You're not giving it to her, mate. She won it.
She's going to call you Nicole
I'm
now.
I'm contesting that, but you know.
I'm
okay. Susan.
She won it.
At the next rehearsal period for whatever show we're working on, which I think I know what it is, I will bring the troll and I will place it on the table and lay it over so you can see right up its thing there, and you'll be able to place your pencil up there anytime you feel like.
You know where that troll will fucking end up, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
In the movie.
Yeah, well,
it's not called the troll for nothing.
Wow. I think this is as feisty as we've seen it, Gail.
I know.
Nicole and I have worked on many a show together.
I've seen you two in actual bed together.
The troll is going to come between us.
Brilliant. That is all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to Susie D and Nikki Wilkes. Shout out to Gay Gailey Davidson, our official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering, poor, the very silent Jamie Holt for our podcasting. I think it's now pretty safe to assume in ISO you're all running out of Netflix, so do feel free to get into iTunes or Spotify and download all 32 of the Pop Quiz episodes and subscribe for future episodes. I've been Dee Mason. Please look after yourself and your loved ones. We'll see you here next week, same time, same channel, on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.